just a little bit longer.
I feel like I'm supposed to feel different because I get all these questions of like, so is this it? Is it supposed to be? Do I look old? Am I not playing well? Like, do I look like a geezer? Do I have gray hairs? I feel like I'm supposed to feel different. And I feel like I'm somewhere between retiring and feel like I'm just hitting my prime. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if I feel like I turn around and say like it's a wrap. Maybe I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know. Just because I don't want to put any pressure on it, but I think I'd be shocked. I take that back again.
I mean, so desperately, as a province, we are wanting to say, come on, let's bring this whole team together. Let's not change anything. And let's do it again next year. We're going to talk a little bit more about that with our head coach coming up in just a second. Good morning, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Thursday morning. Kind of the tale of two provinces today within one. If you look to parts of Saskatchewan, it's snow covered. There's a blanket of white. And then in others, no snow at all. In fact, Vanier Cup coming up in Regina on Saturday, they are looking at still bare ground, no snow on the ground in the Regina area, but I know pockets of the province have snow. Looks like next week we will all be getting more snow, but for now, not necessarily the case the further south you go in the province. We have got a full show today. Speaking of Vanier Cup, we'll talk about that a little bit. I've got a U of S Husky on the show to talk about how their team is feeling heading into the big game. Discussion on everything from a homeless levy in Saskatoon that has kind of cooled a little bit now with a better understanding of how that unfolded. Meanwhile, in Regina, a council decision that has some people talking. We've got open lines coming up after 9. Equalization payments take money out of our province's pocket and shares it across the country. Some people argue we're actually hurting ourselves inside the province as well with where our royalty rates are set on our commodities. We'll hear from an economist this morning who makes the case to raise the royalty rates, and then the provincial minister of energy and resources with a response to that. And of course, we'll have open lines for you there as well. And a lawsuit against the province from the Saskatchewan Environmental Society, upset about the province's renewed stance on coal. We'll hear from one of their leaders before lunch. Got a lot to get going on. Let's start with the big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, as we have been talking about pretty much nonstop now for the last few days, after 12 long years, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have something to cheer about. We brought the Grey Cup back home. I say we. Isn't that so typical of us in Saskatchewan? We won the Grey Cup because that's the feeling in the province. It is about we, but there were some instrumental leaders that made that happen. Of course, the team on the field, and let's not forget to talk about the importance of the head coach, Corey Mace, head coach of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who we've caught up with live this morning. Coach Mace, thank you for giving us some time.
No, appreciate you. You're not wrong, baby. That was a wee thing.
That was a wee thing. How are you feeling? I understand you're on dad duty this morning.
Yeah, man, back to it. Had to go drop off my son at daycare, but, you know, going to head to the office here in a bit. So,
yeah.
But look, just time with the family is, man, you know, that's pretty sweet. But having them be a part of everything, obviously, is incredible too.
So coach, you know, it's been 2 short years, and I'm going to say short years, that you've been in our province and coaching our Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Last year was a great season. How did this season feel different to you? I'm not talking about the Grey Cup victory. I'm talking about through the season. Can you put your finger on anything that felt different?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. You know, Trevor and I, you know, we sat down, had a good conversation yesterday, and you know, we kind of both were in alignment on the fact that this year it felt like kind of what we anticipated. You know, from a culture standpoint and you know, what the expectations were in the room and in this facility, it kind of just controlled itself. You know, it was hands off. You know, obviously as staff and you know, captains and leaders in the locker room, you know, you're always stepping in when you need to, but it was just kind of understood. Everybody, the culture kind of just ran itself, and the confidence and the conviction in what we understood our assignment to be this year as a group, man, it was unwavering. So I thought that was really, really cool. You kind of got a glimpse of it in a 24 season of just how quickly everybody was buying into what our expectations are. But to see throughout the 25 season that nothing really much had to be added to that. It was just understood that was excellent.
I know, Coach Mace, that when you were interviewing for this job as head coach here, Jeremy O'Day would have talked to you about expectations, and it wouldn't be just one bullet point, win the Grey Cup. How were the expectations that were set out for you, or maybe the goals you had, instrumental in leading to this Grey Cup win?
Yeah, I think huge. You know, like you're saying, it's an easy blanket statement, like, yeah, win the Grey Cup. You know, I kind of tie it into a little bit of correlation into one of our slogans is be exactly who you expect to be. Everybody expects, you know, to do great things from themselves, like winning a Grey Cup. But, you know, when you see the receipt and the cost of what that takes, some people don't want to pay the price for that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work that goes into that. This group understanding the workmanship and the price that needs to be paid and whatever those tolls look like for us as a team to be exactly who we expect to be, which yes, is Grey Cup champions. They were all in. 8 o'clock in overtime, whatever that looked like for us to get that accomplished. The process and the culture and what we are, I feel like we're like the people of Saskatchewan, man. Mm-hmm. No matter the circumstances, we're going to work our tail off, and we like the process, and we know what the end goal will look like if we continue that.
Love the analogy. Coach Mace is our guest, head coach of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Corey, you've been part of four Grey Cup winning teams as a player and on coaching staff. I'm not going to ask you to rank them, but what feels different about this one?
Man, I would just say this one was so special. I think once you become a coach, you know, you're more selfless. You know, as a player, especially your first one, you're just so excited to finally get over that hump. And then, you know, when you become a coach, you see the work that other people do, and you want that for them. Fast forwarding to this season, I don't know. I know it's probably going to come out at some point, but, you know, I was doing an interview with the team, and just, you know, they asked how important it'd be. And I just understood what this would mean for the people of this province, for everybody who's been working their tails off, you know, for 12 years in that organization, where every year you feel like, hey, this is our team, you know, the amount, you know, even you, Evan, and everybody else that talks Rider football day in and day out, 365 days. Like, I understood how important that would be. So this year, I just in totality of stepping back, it was emotional. It was emotional for me personally, and for a lot of guys, just because we understand, you know, what this team means to this province, man. And that's selfless group of guys.
I'm just going to step away from Grey Cup for a second, because earlier this week, TSN CFL analyst Luke Wilson, of course, he does his podcast. He had Marshawn Lynch on. Marshawn, as I know you've heard and it's gotten back to you, had props for you. He called you a different breed of Canadian. Can you talk about your friendship, your connection with him?
Yeah, sure. You know, Sean and I were the same. I'd say draft class, but to be clear, I was not drafted in that class. I was an undrafted kid in 2007, so the bottom of the totem pole. He was our first round pick, but we clicked very early because, you know, we were the two youngest. I was 21 and he was 20, so we hung out often, all the time. And we spent some good years together in Buffalo, and we've kept in touch, you know, ever since. Mm-hmm. You know, making trips out to Seattle when he was there and catching games, my wife and I, and you know, meeting up with him in Canada a couple of times he's come up, and yeah, man, we just keep in touch. So no, it was cool, man. Sean is a good friend of mine, one of my favorite teammates I ever had. Would give you the shirt off his back. All things that, you know, people don't know because they only see what they see in the media. unbelievable human being, man. He gives so much back to his people, his community. Love that guy.
I don't want to pry, but he said he missed a call from you like the day before the Grey Cup. Were you just wanting to make sure he was tuning in to watch you guys win?
No. What was actually happening is Coach Travis Brown and myself, we, at the time it was a little late. We were looking at maybe third downs or something for Montreal, and Coach Travis was playing a song. You know, he's from Fresno. Marshawn's from Northern California. It was one of the artists that Marshawn used to listen to. It was a throwback song, so I made me think of him. So I'm like, let me call him real quick. But he missed it, and then we ended up FaceTiming during the parade. But that's just kind of how our relationship is, man. We think of something, we'll FaceTime each other and just, you know, mess around a little bit.
I know that we heard lots of chants of one more year with relation to Trevor Harris. It happened from fans during the parade. It happened from players on the team. I'm not sure, but I feel like you were chanting it at one time. Can you give us your thoughts on Trevor?
Yeah, you know, Mark Mueller has a saying in our building. He said, "Trevor forever." You know, we laugh about that. But look, he's an incredible quarterback. He's a great leader. Obviously, I've been very open about, you know, my thought on Trevor as a person and you know, as our quarterback. If he wants to play, then obviously those conversations, we'll sit down and try to find a way to make that work. You know, we would all love that. You know, but as I've said in the last couple of days, I love that guy, and I care, you know, for the things that are important to him, and his family is everything to him. So, you know, just giving him the time to sit down and talk with his wife and talk with his kids about what makes sense for him and his family, that's ultimately, you know, the number one thing for us as an organization as well. But if they're on board to run it back, that would be lovely.
Head coach of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, Corey Mace, is my guest. Just a couple minutes left. I know you've signed a contract extension through at least 2028. How do we keep the momentum going? I mean, Rider fans have gotten accustomed to win a Grey Cup, wait a decade or more, win another Grey Cup. But I know you don't settle for that. What's the plan going forward?
Well, you know, I think that's just kind of the beauty in kind of what's been built here. Like I said, you know, these guys all understand that they love the process of finding ways to just be the best version of who we are. Now, with that, you know, having the success we had this year, you know, if you retain a bunch of the core guys, they know what that's supposed to look like, and you won't settle for anything. So it's fun when that's the culture, is that you're going to continue to push to just be better each week. And ultimately, at the end of that, if you're in contention to compete for a championship, you know, again, we don't know what that looks like here, but we'd love to find out one day.
Corey, we've made it through this whole interview. I didn't have to censor you once.
I did good.
You did good. Listen, you know, I think you responded to that yesterday. Lots of excitement and emotion comes out after months of working towards a goal and then achieving it. But just blowing off a little bit of steam. Clearly, you and the team enjoying yourselves at the Parliament and the parade yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's, yeah, I've heard, and again, you know, I've slowly trickled back just to interact with a couple fans on social media. So I actually didn't hear a ton about it. But look, I'll tell you what, John Schneider in the locker room at the Blue Jays, raw emotion, loved it. The Panthers coach, Nerd Parade, loved it. You know, that's, unfortunately, in sports, and we're getting a lot more access in locker room. There's some cursing that happens, but the raw emotion, I think, is what's special. And truthfully, man, our team for this community, and you know what we do in supporting youth, mental health, education. I mean, we're head and shoulders above any other team in the league about how much we care for the people. So, you know, I hope everybody can understand and you still love us. But boy, don't you, Evan, don't we love Riders, baby?
We love Riders, Coach, and we appreciate that what you have done with this club. You'll be the first to say, you'll point fingers and give credit all around the club, as I know you would, any good leader would. But as we wrap up, just let me say, we appreciate what you've brought. We appreciate that you've made this province your home. And as much as you're just taking a bit of a breath now, we're pumped and excited for next year, Coach. So thanks for giving us some time today.
Hey, thank you so much, Evan, for obviously all that you do for the team and ultimately the province, man. You help spread the word. You're keeping football thriving here. Saskatchewan, whether you know it or not, a kid from Vancouver who's been around, lived around the country, this place is so special. And I think you know it, man. I'm so proud to be a representation of your team and ultimately a member of our community, man. What a time. Love you guys.
Head Coach Corey Mace, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, we appreciate you joining the show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.